tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome and مرحبا to another fantastic series, Dimensions of Islamic Life, where we discuss various facets of our life as a Muslim, and together with that the challenges that we face in our life as a Muslim and the solution, the Islamic solutions. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the biography of the best amongst mankind after the Prophet alayhi wa salam. Yes, who is that noble personality who is the best amongst mankind after the Anbiya alayhi wa salam? It is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, وَعَلَىٰ أَفْضَلِ الْبَشَرِ بَعْدَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بِالتَّحْقِيقِ Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Abi Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the sun has never risen upon anyone better than Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And before we dive deep into our today's topic, inshallah azza wa jal, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Hazrat-e Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, has mentioned the parables and the fada'il, the virtues, the qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says, the respected name of the first Khalif, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is Abdullah. And his kunya, his appellation is Abu Bakr, and his titles are Siddiq and Atiq. Subhanallah. Siddiq, subhanallah, that title, it came out from the tongue of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming back from Mi'raj. And he expressed his concern to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. He said, I am afraid nobody would believe me. Sayyidina Abu Bakr will believe in you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَهُوَ الصِّدِّيقِ, because he is a Siddiq, the most truthful, subhanallah. And Siddiq was his title. And it is mentioned that he got the title of Siddiq after he had testified on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the polytheists, they opposed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they came and they asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that your friend, he is saying that overnight he went to the journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and beyond, and this cannot be true. And they asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu if he believes it. He said, if he has said it, I believe it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that is when he earned his title of being a Siddiq. Subhanallah. And his title is Atiq as well, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had given him the glad tiding that you are free from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. Atiq is the person who is free. So he was made free from the fire of hell by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence the title Al-Atiq. The meaning of Siddiq is the one who speaks truth abundantly. He was referred to by this title even in the period of ignorance, because he always spoke the truth. Subhanallah. And the meaning of Atiq is freed. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed glad tiding to him saying, Anta Atiqum minan nar, meaning you are free from hellfire, which is why this became his title. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Qurayshi, and seventh generations above, his lineage joins with that of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born in Makkah Mukarramah approximately 2.5 years after Amul Fil. Amul Fil is the year when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And amongst all the free men, He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that sahabi who was the first to testify to the prophethood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the first to embrace Islam is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Among men, he is the first. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu possesses such great noble virtues and excellences that after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the greatest and the most superior to all mankind. Amongst all the free men, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first to embrace Islam, we learned that. And he remained an advisor and wazir to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every decision of war and in peace, he remained loyal to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by supporting him at every juncture of his life. Allah Allah. He was such a minister and wazir and advisor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I have two ministers in the heavens and two on the earth. My two ministers on the heavens are Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and Sayyidina Mikail alayhi salam. And my two ministers on earth, they are Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Subhanallah. After 2 years and 7 months of being the Khalifa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who passed away on the 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra in the 13th year after Hijrah on the blessed day of Monday. Allahu Akbar. And it is very interesting to notice that his age was that of the age of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he passed away. Allahu Akbar. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu led his funeral salah, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was laid to rest inside illuminated shrine beside the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is also a miraculous account. This was actually a miracle of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before he passed on, he made a will that please, when I pass away, take my body in front of the Rawda Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if the permission is given, then only you can bury me next to my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If not, then you can bury me in Jannatul Baqi or any other graveyard, subhanallah. But when his janazah was taken to the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the door opened and the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, that Allahu Akbar, unite the beloved with the beloved, Allahu Akbar. And that was, subhanAllah, a miraculous account from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he had this privilege of being buried next to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made serving Islam his purpose of life. This is the reason that if one looks at his religious services today, his intellect is left amazed, Allahu Akbar. You would be amazed and moved by what status Allah Azza wa Jal had granted to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, he was the first to recite the kalima. He was the first to be known as a sahabi from amongst the males. He was the first to have the honor of being a mu'min, the first to deliver a sermon in the Holy Kaaba. Yes, he was the first after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to deliver a sermon in the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The sermon of Islam. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had delivered his sermon of Islam, after that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was the first among the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among his sahaba to deliver the sermon of Islam. And for that, he was beaten, he was ill-treated to an extent that people thought he would pass away. Allahu Akbar. And when they taken his body, because he had fell unconscious for recovery, after some while he recovered. And as soon as he recovered, he didn't worry about the pain and suffering that he was going through. He didn't worry about the injuries that he had sustained, that he endured. But the first thing he asked, how is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he was only at rest when he was told that he is okay, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. And then he requested that he be taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Because he was restless without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That was his attachment with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his concern and his aspiration for the deen of Islam, his support for the deen of Islam. He has supported me the most, and he was the one who was always with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no matter what the situation was. He was the only one with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the cave of Thawr when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made hijrah, and he was actually awaiting, he was making preparations for that day when the command comes, because the Sahaba, they one after the other, after they sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first migration took place from Makkah Mukarramah to Abyssinia, to Habsha, and then the second migration, from the famous migration that we know of, that happened from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, for which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had granted permission to the Sahaba that yes, they could travel and migrate to Madinah Munawwara. So slowly but surely all the Sahaba, they migrated, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't give permission to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to migrate, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also there and who didn't migrate yet. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for months he was preparing his camel for the day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam breaks the news to him that yes, now we are ready to begin this journey, undertake this journey. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is already making preparations to undertake this journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he has prepared two camels. And one day, it was in the afternoon, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wouldn't visit Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu during the day because it would be too hot. But that day, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu during midday, and he says to him that the command has come for us to migrate. Subhanallah. So a tracer who was hired to show the path and to help them with regards to the route from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and then it was decided that tracer, or rather the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, together with him, they will go and wait for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the cave of Thawr. So they went and they waited there, and there came time when in the night, when the kuffar of Makkah had planned to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was also with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the house. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was made aware of this fact by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another famous Sahabi, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to Sayyidina Ali, and he gives him his green mantle, and he says to him that cover it and you may sleep in my place where I go to sleep. And inshallah, so the next morning, you must give the belongings that, you know, the trust that people had kept by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give people their belongings, and then after distributing their belongings, you can also come and migrate to Madinah Munawwara, inshallah azza wa jal. And now here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves at night, and there were people surrounding his house in order to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'azallah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the gravel or the sand in his hand, and he recites the verses of the Holy Quran, and he blows on it, and then he throws it on the kuffar's faces, and they become blinded for that moment. Allahu Akbar. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he leaves, and they are heading for the cave of Thawr. And in the midst of all of this, the kuffar never knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already left, until somebody came and said that he has put sand in your heads, and he has gone from here. And when they checked and when they felt their heads were full of sand. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this is the beautiful miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is going to the cave of Thawr. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is worried about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In a state of confusion, sometimes he would walk behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sometimes he would walk in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was doing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, why do you do this? He says, Ya Rasulullah, sometimes I walk behind you in case somebody is following you, so I can be made aware and I can defend it. And sometimes I walk in front of you in case there is an ambush in front of us, in case there is a trap set for us, so I can be the one to face the trap and the ambush. Allahu Akbar. That was his sacrifice for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finally, when they reach the cave of Thawr, and they see that the opening of the cave, so Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please wait outside. Let me go inside first and see if there is any dangerous creatures who are lurking in there, so I can, you know, if somebody has to happen, it must happen to me first. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala goes there. He starts to clean the entire cave, tearing his own clothes. He is filling each and every hole from which he's afraid some creature may come out, perhaps a snake. Allahu Akbar. So he has covered each and every hole there. And after that, he calls Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has finished his entire clothing. He tore apart all his clothes to fill the holes, so the place is secure for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cleaned up well. So after cleaning up everything, then he calls Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inside. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to rest. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lays out his lap for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to rest on his lap, and there is one hole that was left uncovered. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he ran out of fabric as well at the time, so he covered that hole with his own foot. So he was having his heel on that hole while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rested on the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had fallen asleep, and there was a snake in that hole that wanted to come out. And because Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had covered the hole with his own foot, the snake was biting on the heel of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he felt this excruciating pain again and again, Allahu Akbar, he still never removed his foot from that hole. And he was rather enduring all that pain. And when he couldn't take the pain, tears rolled down from the eyes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it fell on the cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what has happened? What's troubling you? And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the snake had bitten him on his foot. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after that, he applies his mubarak saliva, and in an instant Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gets cured. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That was the miraculous saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after a while, when the kuffar, they come looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's afraid. He's not afraid for himself, but he is afraid about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he expresses his concern. Ya Rasulullah, they are right there at the mouth of the cave. Only if they look down and they can see our feet, Allahu Akbar, will be exposed. They'll find out that we are here. And he was showing this concern for the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wasn't concerned about himself, but his concern was for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At that point in time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had consoled his heart, and he said, and he recited the verse of the Holy Quran, La tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. Allahu Akbar. So he consoled the heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala by saying, do not grieve, indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is with us. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, all his worried faded off. All his worries faded off at that instant when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoled his heart. Subhanallah. This was the place about which Allah Azza wa Jal makes reference in the Holy Quran at this point in life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he refers to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Thaniyathnain. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Because there was two. There were two individuals, subhanallah, and one of them, the second one of them, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thaniyath name. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one night of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, or rather one day of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is better than the entire family of Umar and entire life of Umar. Allah, Allah. That was the station and the virtue of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Afdalul Bashar Ba'dal Anbiya'i Bittahqeeq. The best amongst mankind after the prophets of Allah alayhimu salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. So yes, he was the one who always avoided alcohol. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who always avoided alcohol even prior to the advent of Islam and after the acceptance of Islam, definitely. Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. He never prostrated to any idol, even in his childhood. When his father would take him to idol worship, he wouldn't prostrate his head before the idol. And then one day, his father took him to the place of worship to worship the idols. There was some food there. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to the idol, I'm hungry, feed me. I'm naked, put clothes for me. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, see, the idol cannot do this for me. Allahu Akbar. And then he took a stone in his hand and addressed the idol that if you are capable, then defend yourself. I'm going to hit you with this stone. Allahu Akbar. He hit the idol with the stone and caused damage to the idol. And then his father got angry. They took him home. Allah, 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 Subhanallah. And then he explained this to the mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and she knew about him. There were some glad tidings that were given about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and there came a time that both the mother and the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they embraced Islam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the one who sacrificed 40,000 dinars from his personal wealth at the feet of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, Allah, who would do this? And then it is mentioned the one who freed the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by and he witnessed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu being persecuted by his master Umayyah, who was inflicting pain upon him by beating him up and placing large stone on his chest, and while his body lay flat on the scorching heat, on the burning surface, sand of Arabia. Allah, Allah. In that state, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala wouldn't give up his iman and his devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and bought Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala from Umayyah bin Khalaf at a price that was much higher for a slave than it was the trend at the time. And Umayyah bin Khalaf, he says, why do you pay so much for this slave? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said that it is not about the slave, but look who is the slave. Subhanallah, it is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I would pay even more than this. Allah, Allah. Had you asked, had you demanded more for it, I would have paid more for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Only Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar and the likes knew the worth of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And then when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala freed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he brought him in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up from his place to welcome Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala gave Rasulullah the glad tiding that I have purchased Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I'm handing him over to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And then a beautiful response comes from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Ya Rasulullah, your slave has freed a slave. Subhanallah. I am also your slave. So is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So your slave has freed your slave. Subhanallah, for your sake, on your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu gets safety and security from the oppression that was inflicted upon him. Subhanallah. And he is known as the Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is also known as the treasurer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Subhanallah. So yes, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the one who bought Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala and freed him in the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is also mentioned that he was the one who sacrificed everything that he had in his house for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At the occasion of the Battle of Tabuk, it was the occasion where the Muslims, they were short on the resources, and because this expedition is referred to Jaishul Usra. Usra means difficulty, hardships. So it was a financial hardship and financial difficulty that the Muslims had faced at the time, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there was a lot of preps that were needed to prepare for this expedition. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the first time in the history of Islam, he opened the door of donations, to donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each and every Sahabi was trying to partake in this donation in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, he took part. And then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he took part. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he took part. Actually, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he brought half of all what he had at home. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "What have you brought?" So he said, "I brought half that I had, that everything that I own, half of everything, and half I have left for my family." And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was under the impression that I must be the only one who has sacrificed my wealth to such an extent for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and he asked him, "What have you left behind at home after you have brought everything?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, Allah and His Rasul are sufficient for my family. Subhanallah, I have left Allah and Rasul for my family. Subhanallah, subhanallah." So yes, this was the sacrifice of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that he wouldn't even leave any article at home. Allahu Akbar. And him and his family would solely rely on Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. These were the sacrifices of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the path of Allah. And it is mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the same personality who had the honor of carrying the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his shoulders. Yes, during the migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would carry Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his shoulders to safeguard his Mubarak feet from getting injured and bleeding. Allah Allah. He would himself, he would climb on the rocky terrain and would carry Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his shoulders. Subhanallah. Such sacrifices he offered for the sake of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the sake of the deen of Islam. The one who spent 3 days and 3 nights with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave. We have just mentioned the account of that stay of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that privacy that he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody else was granted this privilege besides Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, he is also famous as in Persian and in Urdu as that by the title Yar-e-Ghar, subhanallah, the friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave. The one who tore his clothes to plug the holes in the cave, Allahu Akbar, while this his stay in the cave of Thawr. We have already mentioned that how he would tow his own clothes and would cover each and every hole to stop any poisonous and dangerous creatures that would be lurking in the cave. Subhanallah. And he was the one who was given the title of Thani Ithnain in the Holy Quran. The one to whom the Quran referred to as companion, subhanallah. And the one who remained with the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every difficulty and hardship. Come what may, he was always shoulder to shoulder supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his mission, subhanallah. The one who stayed with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every way, whether it be on a travel or whether it is the state of staying in Makkah Mukarramah or Madinah Munawwara, in the cave or in the shrine, Allahu Akbar, he never left the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he has been the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will always be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a literal sense as well, subhanallah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, that anta sahibi, that you are my friend in this world, and you will be my friend on the pond of Kawthar as well, subhanallah, subhanallah. The one whose favors and services were mentioned by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Yes, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the favors of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala were upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way he supported the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he appreciated to such an extent that he has made it public knowledge to mention it and to make it part and parcel of his Mubarak hadith. Subhanallah. The one who had the honor of imamat, yes, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even during the apparent life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made imam by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lead in salah. Allah Allah. That was the indication for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to represent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who put an end to the deniers of zakat after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam apparently made parda from this world. Allahu Akbar. It was a state of chaos and mayhem. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was gone in a state, in a different state altogether. Allahu Akbar. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him to sit down. He sat him down, and then he consoled Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he brought him back to his senses. Subhanallah. And this was the achievement of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When all the Sahaba, they were in a state of confusion after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gathered all the Sahaba in his leadership. Allahu Akbar. And there were such people, such a tribe that denied to pay zakat, which is one of the essentials of Islam. Zakat is one of the essentials of Islam, one of the five pillars of Islam. And that came under attack. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala single-handedly, he said, if nobody will come with me, I will go there myself. Subhanallah. There were also those during the reign of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu who, ma'azallah, had proclaimed to be the prophets. Allahu Akbar. The false prophets. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to close the door of this false prophethood, he sent the army in the leadership, and he made the commander-in-chief Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was still of a tender age, but before this was actually decided prior to the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Sayyidina Usama will be the commander of this army. And then he kept the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in view. There were people who opposed the decision that, you know, he is still young, why do you send him? You know, this was decided by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be the leader and the commander of this army. Subhanallah. And that was also managed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he pulled all the Sahaba together, and Islam gained strength in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The one who gave the command to gather the Quran in one place. Yes, this task began in the time of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he chose Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu for this task. And they together alhamdulillah followed the leadership of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was the first one to commission the compilation of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And the work that was started by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the manuscripts were gathered from all sources. And then this manuscript remained there, and then it was at the time when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. It was kept in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and finally in the time of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was put together, and then the first 7 manuscripts of the Holy Quran were written down, copied from these original manuscripts that were commissioned by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to compile the Holy Quran in the book form. Subhanallah. And it is also mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that paradise has 8 doors, and this person will be asked to enter from a certain door, that person will be asked to enter from a certain door. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked, Ya Rasulullah, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him that you can enter through any of the doors. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be called from each door of paradise. Allahu Akbar. As if the paradise is awaiting his arrival. Subhanallah. And this was a little we could mention about the virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the the first Khalifa of Islam and the true successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the best amongst mankind after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam immersed in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And together with that, there is a beautiful nasiha, benefits of being kind parents, by our brother Yahya Attari sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, until we return, stay tuned with Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
تیرے جیا کوئی نہیں یہی بولے سرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شہا تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے تیرے باجوں ڈگیاں نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا تیرے باجوں ڈگیاں نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہیں ایسا نہیں کوئی تیری آتے صفتاں دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تیری آتے صفتاں دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاماں دا جواب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاماں دا جواب نہیں حوراں نوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا حوراں نوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خر کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا یہ تاب و توان تمہارے لیے کر
ਕੇ ਦੁਆ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਸੂਰਜ ਨੂੰ ਮੋੜਦਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੁਆ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਸੂਰਜ ਨੂੰ ਮੋੜਦਾ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਤੋੜਦਾ ਤੇ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਤੋੜਦਾ ਤੇ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਬਿਗੜੀ ਬਣਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਬੀ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ਾਰਾ ਹਾਂ ਬਿਗੜੀ ਬਣਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਬੀ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ਾਰਾ
ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ
ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਏ ਹਲੀਮਾ ਮੁਖ ਵੇਖ ਲਜਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਏ ਹਲੀਮਾ ਮੁਖ ਵੇਖ ਲਜਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਚੌਦਵੀਂ ਦਾ ਚੰਨ ਨਾਲੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਰਾ ਹਾਂ ਚੌਦਵੀਂ ਦਾ ਚੰਨ ਨਾਲੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਰਾ ਕਸਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਕਸਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਹੋਕਾ ਦੇਵਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੱਚਿਆਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਦਾ ਹੋਕਾ ਦੇਵਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੱਚਿਆਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਦਾ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਜ਼ਹੂਰੀ ਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਜ਼ਹੂਰੀ ਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਲ ਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਲ ਦਾ
ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਕੋਈ ਤੇਰੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਕੋਈ ਤੇਰੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ
Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I went to paradise and heard the recitation of the Holy Quran. I asked, who recites this? The angels replied, he is Haditha ibn Numan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, this is the reward of goodness. This is the reward of goodness. In the narration of Shu'bul Iman, it is further mentioned that Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to treat his mother with a lot of goodness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one who treats the mother well will be blessed with paradise by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also treat our parents well, serve them, and if they have difficulty, we should support them, we should take care of them. If we treat them well, they will wholeheartedly pray for us. And the one who gets his parents' prayers will remain prosperous in this world and attain its blessings in the hereafter as well. Treating our parents with goodness and keeping them happy is reward giving. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has declared it the source of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As there is a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the pleasure of the Lord Azza wa Jal lies in the pleasure of the Father, and the displeasure of the Lord Azza wa Jal lies in the displeasure of the Father. Similarly, in another place, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the obedience to Allah Almighty lies in the obedience to the Father, and the disobedience to Allah Almighty lies in the disobedience to the Father. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states a narration whose summary is that the Holy Companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I used to treat my parents with goodness in their life. They have passed away. How can I treat them with goodness now? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, good treatment after their passing is that along with your salah, you offer salah for them
And along with your fasts, you fast for them as well. It means when we offer nafl salah or fast to attain a reward for ourselves, we should offer some nafl salah on their behalf and to send them its reward. Or when we offer salah or fast or perform a good deed, we should also make an intention to send its reward. Thus, its reward will be granted to them and our reward will not decrease either.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back to you, subhanallah. After listening to this beautiful and amazing kalam in the praise of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are here discussing the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the best amongst mankind after the prophets alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And in this regard, there's a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that speaks of the virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. At one place in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has called Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu the most pious. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla state, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. And he, meaning Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, will be kept far away from hell, who is most pious. Subhanallah. The atqa and most pious here, as mentioned in this blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, refers to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had such a great status in the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that many blessed verses have been revealed about him. Similarly, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had very high status in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the blessed companions humbly asked, amongst people, who do you love the most? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. They again humbly asked, who is from amongst men? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the father of Aisha, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. He is the beloved of Allah and the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal refers to him as the most pious, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to him as the person who loved the most. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that I saw the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing with Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and in the meantime Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped forward and shook hands with him, hugged him, and then kissed on his face and said to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O Abul Hasan, to me Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has the same status which I have in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this great companion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who love this blessed companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the sake of his love and devotion, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and steadfastness in the deen of Islam. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace.